The Sierra Club has filed a notice of intent to sue Alliance subsidiary Wisconsin Power and Light over the Columbia Power Plant at Portage. The environmental group says WP&L was late filing for a new air permit with the DNR and that the power plant is now operating without the new approval. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says WP&L and the DNR were supposed to use the permitting process to address some long-existing emissions problems at Columbia. Nillis says it's not just a paperwork dispute and that there are real concerns for public health.
The Alliant Power Plant is one of the largest pollution sources in the state. It currently lacks modern pollution controls such as scrubbers and other pollution controls that cut soot and smog pollution and mercury pollution. We've identified that they should be operating under more stringent requirements, and those more stringent requirements DNR had told us were going to be put into a new permit that was supposed to be issued last Saturday.
Nillis says the DNR is working on the power company's application, but he says if a tougher permit is not issued within 60 days, the matter will go to court. Alliant spokesperson Rob Crane says filing the permit request about 6 weeks late was an administrative oversight that's still under review. Crane was asked if the public is being harmed by a large coal-fired power plant running without a new permit.
We continue to operate the Columbia Energy Center in compliance with all the requirements of the previous air permit. Like I said, we're understanding that the new permit will provide the same environmental protection as the previous permit did.
Crane says the new permit for the Columbia power plant will be ready for public comment soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.